Welcome to FinTech in Focus. I'm Ron Nachman. This bi-monthly podcast explores B2B payments in the age of automation. As electronic payments gain traction, with more AP teams working remotely, there's a lot to talk about. We'd love to hear your feedback and suggestions. Please email us at podcast@nvoicepay.com. That's podcast@nvoicepay.com. It's relatively easy to make a business-to-business domestic payment because there's no international border crossing involved. Companies within the same country just use their bank accounts to pay each other, most often by check, ACH, or EFT. But when your company pays a foreign company, your bank passes the payment through an intermediary bank to ensure your payment happens in the right currency. The intermediary bank is like a middleman between the sending and receiving banks. And there can be more than one intermediary bank involved in any single international transaction. Unfortunately, it can get murky when a payment order gets to the intermediary bank. The payer can't guarantee how long that payment will take to arrive at the payee, or how much it will cost. That's where SWIFT GPI comes in. It's a service that makes international payments more transparent, more traceable, and faster. It can often complete a payment in less than a day. How can SWIFT GPI benefit your company if you need to make an international payment? I asked Navneet Dami, a product manager at Cambridge Global Payments. Thanks for joining us, Navneet. Let's start with the basics. We have SWIFT GPI, which are two acronyms kind of squished together. The GPI stands for Global Payments Initiative, and we'll explain that in a minute. Tell me about SWIFT. What does SWIFT stand for, and what is it about?
Thanks for having me, Ron. SWIFT stands for Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications. Founded in the 1970s, it's a cooperative formed by over 200 banks across 15 countries to solve a common problem faced by the financial industry at the time, which was how do we communicate about cross-border payments? This was solved in 1977 by the introduction of a messaging platform with the set message standards and a system that would validate and route financial messages. So over the last 47 years, SWIFT's growth has been tremendous. As of 2014, it had over 11,000 members and over $5.6 billion exchanged in fin messages. So it wouldn't be wrong to conclude that they are a trusted partner for financial or non-banking financial institutions across the globe, or a de facto cross-border payment method.
Okay, so SWIFT has been a key way to make payments for almost 50 years. What exactly is SWIFT GPI?
SWIFT GPI is SWIFT's solution to unveiling the otherwise veiled overhead costs, conversion activity, and the overall payment journey. GPI stands for Global Payments Initiative, and named rightly so, since the product is simply put a tracking service for cross-border payments, like a FedEx parcel or your Uber Eats order, just more enriched given the complexity of international payments. It promises faster credits, faster turnaround time, and end-to-end transparency that did not exist before. There are three different ways an institution can use this product via the traditional means, which is the MT199, nothing more than an e-chat message or an e-letter. We have the GPI tracker, which is a web-based user interface hosted by SWIFT, or via the APIs. So as a product, it not only fosters end-to-end transparency, but also governs compliance to its SLAs, which is published for each GPI member to see on a business intelligence dashboard called the Observer. Then there is the GPI directory, which includes details such as which banks can send and receive GPI payments, in which currency, the cutoff times, and what role will they play, that is, the sender, the intermediary, or the beneficiary. And there is no limitation on which and how many roles a bank can play. It totally depends on their business model. So all of this information is available to the GPI community and allows them to see a comprehensive end-to-end path for their GPI payments.
So give me a quick overview of how SWIFT GPI works from the time the paying company makes a payment.
GPI traces payments that use bank identifier code, commonly known as BIC, which is a SWIFT assigned address to each of its members. The ability to trace and what makes a payment traceable is the presence of a UETR, that stands for Unique End-to-End Transaction Reference, on a payment. It is assigned to a payment by the initiator or the sender of the payment, and this reference allows any party involved in the life cycle of that payment to pull it from an ocean of SWIFT messages exchanged on a daily basis. And they could then find the status and vital information on the payment, such as how many stops did my payment make before reaching the beneficiary, any fees or charges that were lifted from the payment, and if there was any currency conversion applied to the payment with the rate used for that conversion. So overall, GPI sheds light on data points that until quite recently were veiled, very time consuming and expensive to get access to. It allows visibility over critical data points, which are valuable to all parties involved in the payment lifecycle, but especially the sender and the receiver of the payment. For example, the final currency and amount credited to the beneficiary with a date time stamp, so the sender knows exactly the time the funds were available to the beneficiary.
So what problems does SWIFT GPI solve for companies that need to make international payments?
So information is power in most situations. There is a famous quote by Maya Angelou, "When you know better, you do better." And I believe GPI aims to do just that. It shines a light not only onto a previously hidden payment journey, but also what the payment goes through at each hop before ending in the hands of the receiver. Tracing a payment was always time consuming and very expensive to manage. But with GPI, it's instantaneous. At the click of a button, you can view where your payment is, what status is it in, and follow it as it travels. There are many issues that it addresses, but the main five would be payment speed, transparency, uniform standard, set SLAs, and the overall cost and time efficiency in the investigations process. By allowing an institution to see the whereabouts of payment also puts the spotlight on the immense work that goes on behind the scenes within the back offices of each institution. And I think that is very important to understand and acknowledge, since every organization followed its own unique set of procedures and SLAs before GPI. But with the launch and adoption of GPI, each GPI member is bound by the same SLAs, which not only makes it easy for the community to function, but also makes the payment journey somewhat predictable. And this specifically is of value to cash management and reconciliation processes.
So to make a comparison about speed of payment, how long did international payments used to take, and how long do they take now with SWIFT GPI?
So the payment speed, meaning the time it takes for a payment to show up in the receiver's account, has historically depended on payment static data and market variables such as payment paths, regulations, market cutoffs, and holidays in specific geographies. But based on a report published by SWIFT in October 2020, it is found that regulatory barriers and time zones are part of the factors that affect a payment speed. The payment path or the number of intermediaries have almost no impact on a payment's journey. So traditionally, a payment would take anywhere between 2 to 5 business days. In some cases, it could be further delayed. And in my experience, I've seen some exotic payments take up to 10 business days with no confirmation on when and what amount was the beneficiary credited eventually. So with GPI, this is reduced to within 24 hours for 92% of the cross-border payments and 40% within 30 minutes. And in some mature markets, with fewer to no currency controls, compliance stops, or legacy systems, performance is comparable to domestic payment systems. So for example, 72% of the payments from UK to US are credited within 30 minutes and 95% within 6 hours. And these statistics were part of the same report published in October 2020.
So to confirm, payments made with SWIFT GPI include remittance information. Why is that so important?
So remittance information is nothing more than a reference that allows the receiver of the payment to link the payment to the creditor and reconcile it at their end. For example, someone sent you flowers. The florist delivered it to you. Now you see the flowers and the florist card and maybe even the instructions on how to take care of them, but you've no idea who and why they were sent. That'll leave you wondering. But if the card mentioned who the flowers were from and why they were sent, as is the sender intended, with no alterations, things would be different. It's the same thing with financial institutions and businesses. When they are in receipt of a payment, it is imperative that they know who sent them and why, so they can accept the funds inflow, reconcile the receipt, and apply the funds. All of this ensures data integrity, the overall accuracy and consistency of information, resulting in frictionless investigation and accurate reconciliation.
What about reducing fraud risks and error risks associated with payments? Does Swift GPI do anything about that?
Thank you for bringing this up. As much as GPI is about speed and transparency, the product houses other important services. Stop Recall is one of them, which has been available since January 2019. So under this service, corporates can ask their bank to immediately stop an erroneous or fraudulent payment by initiating a Stop and Recall request, which results in a cancellation instruction that is sent directly to the GPI customer holding the payment at the time. Additionally, the payment UETR is added to a network cancellation list, which will prevent any further forwarding of the payment instruction. And all of this can be done via the traditional route, GPI tracker, or the APIs. However, the service is rather new and in its early stages. Since its launch, out of a community of 1,200 live users, around 139 have initiated Stop Recall and 312 received it, aggregating the total Stop Recall request to a little over 76,000 initiated, which doesn't necessarily mean successful recalls. So it is unclear for now to know the success rate of this service, but it is most definitely a positive step towards risk mitigation.
Tell me about how widely Swift GPI has been adopted. How many financial institutions are on board, and how many transactions is Swift GPI facilitating?
Sure. So since its introduction in 2017, Swift GPI has changed the way payments are made and managed across the globe. The adoption rate of GPI has showcased more than 150% increase, which is tremendous acceleration. As of December 2020, there are over 1,100 GPI users, approximately 2,325 live GPI corridors. 70% of the cross-border payments are sent as GPI, which amount to roughly around $355 billion sent in payments daily. And the adoption rate is still accelerating. With more and more institutions joining GPI, it's safe to conclude that the industry response has been overwhelming.
So the more companies that join the Swift GPI standard, the quicker that international payments will happen in general, right?
That is accurate. It's a win-win situation for all involved. The more institutions adopt GPI, the stronger and reliable the network gets. And what is commendable on Swift's end is that they've not limited themselves. They've made a point to reach out to regional payment market infrastructures, such as Fedwire chips, that go on monitor local clearing and settlement for their support and to align message formats. What this will enable Swift to do is go beyond its own network and have the ability to trace cross-border payments when it enters the local settlement realm. Now, this is true end-to-end transparency. Furthermore, within their own network, they've made universal confirmations mandatory as of November 2020 for all its members. This new standard obligates Swift members to send confirmations on the status of a payment, thereby improving the quality and accuracy of GPI trace function. So it wouldn't be wrong to say that the financial industry as a whole is heading towards a more connected, dynamic, and transparent state that has never existed before.
Now, how important is Swift GPI to Cambridge Global Payments?
Being a Swift member at Cambridge, we do process a considerable percentage of our payments via the Swift network. So we are very invested in GPI and what it can do for us. In fact, we have successfully integrated to Swift GPI as a sender and well under our way to integrate into the intermediary role as well. But we've not lost sight of other non-Swift rails that we use to process across border payments. So Swift GPI as a product is very close to home for me personally, since I've been on both ends, as a customer waiting on cross-border payment to show up on my account, and as an investigations officer initiating trace requests and spending endless hours in finding where the payment is, what is stopping it, and how can I get it moving. So it's almost become a personal mission of mine to maximize Cambridge's leveraging of a product that provides an enriched experience to our internal ops stakeholders and also external clients and partners. At Cambridge, we take pride in treating our internal operations teams just as we would take care of an external client or partner, ensuring that they are always at the forefront when we are thinking of a product. Keeping this in mind, we are currently in process of building a product that harnesses the power of GPI, but is not limited to Swift. It will provide true end-to-end transparency and place the power in the hands of our stakeholders where it belongs. Our focus is to build a sustainable, agile product that changes with the dynamic world we operate in and mainly does two things. It arms our internal stakeholders with the right tools to alleviate pressure and scale existing processes and create a meaningful payment management experience for our customers from the time they come to us till the payment is credited to the beneficiary, irrespective of the rail used to process that payment. We believe that by doing this, we can provide our clients an enriched experience and garner trust in the fact that we are invested in their success.
For more context, let's hear from Mark Frey, president of Cambridge Global Payments.
Swift GPI is an incredible leap forward for a payment rail or a system that has been, you know, moderately unchanged over an elongated period of time. So it's a big leap forward. You know, at its simplest level, what this tool does is it gives you the ability to track a payment through the various different levels and subsidiaries that it might travel through, the same way that you would track a package that you ship through FedEx or through the mail, to be able to see the different depots that it might have touched, the truck that it gets onto before it actually gets delivered to the last mile. You can now, through Swift GPI, effectively do that with a payment as well. So injecting significant transparency into the overall process and reducing a lot of the uncertainty around the timing of payment delivery, when it gets credited, how much it gets credited for, were there delays in the process. All of that now is illuminated by a Swift GPI. So it just becomes a very powerful tool to then refine processes and force institutions as well to refine their processes and become more automated, because all those pockets, all those little areas where a payment sat in a depot or at a bank for an extended period of time before it went on the next part of its journey, all of that is now illuminated. So there's pressure on institutions around the world to automate those processes and speed payment delivery and be more transparent about it, which is a fantastic step forward for every financial markets participant.
That was Mark Frey, president of Cambridge Global Payments. Before him, you heard product manager Navneet Dhami telling you everything you need to know about Swift GPI. This has been FinTech in Focus. It takes a team to produce this podcast. Our team includes Alyssa Callahan, Jason Christofferson, Michelle Lee, Brad Loader, Danielle Crow, and Aaron Schiller. The next FinTech in Focus comes out in 2 weeks. Look out for it. And if you have any feedback or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. Just email us at podcast@invoicepay.com. That's podcast@NVOICEPAY.com. For FinTech in Focus, I'm Ron Nachman. Thanks for listening.